It's a roll call without the streaming. Something is going on. I received two emails already.
No, you're on the stream now. It was on the wrong. It was on the wrong stream.
Shall I continue with the roll?
We made the roll call, Madam Chair, for the stream.
I'm sorry.
Can we make the can we start with the whole roll call and with you talking about the meeting now that we are on the stream, in the right stream?
Start all over again, in other words.
Okay.
Get it on the record.
Yeah, I can do that. Okay. All right, this is Nancy Sworden. I'm going to start this meeting over again at 9.05 p.m. Eastern Time. This is calling to order the emergency open session of the Pacifica National Board. Mr. Pro Tem Secretary, please take the roll.
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace is here. Jonathan Alexander? Levy's rest or accused absence. Adriana Casanave?
Present.
Adriana is here. Chris Corey?
Here.
Chris Corey is here. Bill Crozier is here. Joseph Davis?
Here in Houston.
Joseph's here. Catherine Davis?
Here.
Catherine's here. Benito Diaz? Can't hear you, Benito. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Jan is here. William Heerwagen. Can't hear you. Didn't hear him earlier. Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
Sabrina is here. Dwayne Lark?
Present.
Dwayne is here. Ken Laufer?
Here.
Ken is here. Tony Leon, asked for an excuse absence. Afia Wangaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Alex Randall, asked for excuse absence. Mansoor Sabah?
How's there?
Mansoor is here. Nancy Sorden?
Here.
Nancy is here. Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Alex is here. Carol Travis?
Here.
Carol is here. Tom Voorhees?
Here.
Tom is here. Muscular Washington?
Here.
And Maxie Jackson, our executive director?
Present.
Maxie's here. John Tatum, our parliamentarian?
I'm here.
Okay. John Tatum is here. Let me count. We have 16 directors present, so we have quorum.
Okay. Great. Somebody drop off? I thought I counted 17. Oh, no, I was counting Maxie. All right. We have excused absences from Tony Leon and Alex Randall. Was there anybody else that I didn't see?
Jonathan Alex. I believe.
Jonathan Alexander. Okay. Is there a motion to excuse these absences?
Carol Travis, so moved.
Any objection? Okay, hearing no objection, that includes that someone seconded it, if there's no objections, just to explain why I went straight to no objections. Next item is timekeepers. Could I have a volunteer for timekeepers?
I'd be happy to do both of them. That's, I don't mind. I can argue and have timekeeping.
Okay.
Just
right,
let me know. Just let me know how much of each category.
Okay. Great, thank
All
you.
Right.
Okay, we're on to agenda approval, 10 minutes. So I have a motion to approve the agenda.
So
motion to approve the agenda.
Second, Carol.
Right, are there any amendments to the agenda?
Madam Chair, I have a question.
Yes, Adriana, you have the floor.
I'm sorry. Yes. I don't see here the time, the adjournment time in this agenda. I don't see it.
No, there's not one on here. No, there's not one on here. I did not create this agenda. The secretary did, in conjunction with the three people who called this meeting.
Four people?
Well, no, I thought it was three plus Bill.
Ms. Bill, do you want me to respond?
About the time?
About a time certain for adjournment?
Yes.
I don't think we need one, and even the closed session is not critical that we get to it tonight.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
So is there a need to actually have this meeting? This is supposed to have been an emergency.
The executive session I'm talking about isn't critical.
Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair. As you say correctly, it's nothing of an emergency in this meeting. We have somebody post their emergency meeting that they are not supposed to be. The agenda says special PNB meeting. Doesn't exist in CPB or the California Corporation Code. Doesn't exist emergency meetings. And the bylaws are clear. Only special meetings can be called by three directors. But we have there an agenda too with the executive session. I do not understand how this works. If we have an open session and then an executive session, but we are saying now that we don't need it, I need to understand, please, Madam Chair. Thank you.
My understanding is that we can have an executive meeting with as little as 3 days' notice. It's not open to the public.
Yeah.
As far as open sessions go, the way our software works, and Otis, you're still on the call. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But when I've used it, if I try to call a meeting with less than 7 days' notice, it asks me if it is an executive session or an emergency session. It will not let me proceed until I pick one of those two. If I pick emergency session, I have to justify why it's an emergency for CPB reasons. I recently called an emergency meeting because we had a contract that was that we had to decide on to go forward or not, that was going to be ending the next day. And so I called an emergency meeting for us to make a decision that we had to make before that date. And that, to me, constitutes an emergency. When there's something that's going to happen before the next meeting that you cannot, that you have to make a decision on before the next meeting, within the number of days that you call the meeting.
This bill, may I clarify?
1 second. I think the parliamentarian to say something.
No, that was not me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Well, I originally posted the meeting more than 7 days in advance, and it was listed as continuation of/complete agenda items from the November 15th meeting. This was as a contingency in case we didn't finish on November 15th. But then November 15th was canceled, and there was an objection to calling it, a continuation meeting since it wasn't. We didn't have the November 15th meeting, so I reposted it as in less than 7 days. But it was the same day, same time, still a PNB meeting, but I took out the word continuation, and changed some other, added a few other things too. So, but it's still the same meeting basically. The meeting was called more than 7 days in advance, and I guess I should raise a point of order that this is not an amendment to the agenda, so I think we should just go on.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Carol for the stack.
Grace.
Madam Chair, Adriana, I need to finish.
I heard Grace. All right. If I'm
I was reading Robert's Rules this week, and it said if people speak while the speaker is speaking to ask for the floor, and when people ask for the staff, you know, ask to be called on, who do you pick first? If both people speak at the same time before they're recognized, what you do is you pick the first person who asks for the floor after the speaker is done speaking. And so the first person that I heard ask for the floor after Bill was speaking was Carol. And so I'm going to follow those Robert's rules.
Okay.
And this is great. Adriana, would you have a minute? May I be on the stack,
One second. Adriana, what were you saying?
I was asking because I hear something that was incorrect and a mix of things, and I want to know about the parliamentaria because, first of all, I don't have, I never, it's not true, you cannot pick a date and reserve a date with a false pretense, like saying a continuation meeting, and when you are being called on that, and John, what parliamentarian explained, that the only a continuation meeting can
order.
Be called in the meeting, when that
wait,
was canceled.
Wait, Adriana, I thought you had a request for information.
I want to know what the parliamentarian said. About this issue, Madam Chair. Where is the citation from the CPB that
justifies
all of this? Yes.
Okay. Carol, and then Grace, and then I'll ask the parliamentarians to give their opinion.
What I heard you say, thank you, Nancy, by the way. Nancy, what I heard you say is that when you go to post and it's, you know, that it requires you to make a choice. And so I don't know if that choice was required or but clearly there are emergencies here in terms of the pro tem, the maxi signing checks, the delegate election, the audit committee motion, and it is an emergency. And whether or not it said emergency, that's what it is. Thank you.
I know these things are urgent, but I don't think they are considered or classified as emergencies. Grace, go ahead.
Going to the stick.
I agree with Carol. This is an emergency. There is a question of the timeline of the delegate elections. This must be taken up every day that we lose regarding the delegate selection puts us more in noncompliance with our bylaws and with California Corporations Code. That makes this an emergency.
Yeah, I think that was something that was not present when the emergency meeting was called. But I would agree with you on that being an emergency now for that.
I have a question. This is Catherine, when you can. Thank you.
What's your request for information?
I understood, if maybe you could correct me if I'm wrong, that the question was that we didn't have a time certain to end the meeting. Is that what this discussion is about? I'm confused as to how we got to this discussion when we were on agenda approval. I don't understand the relationship.
I took us off track. My apologies. Thank you, Catherine. I said Bill was supposed to be responding to about the time certain. He didn't think it was an emergency to have the executive session tonight, and that's why he didn't have a time certain, because it's not an emergency to get to the executive session.
Two minutes to this category.
May I ask in that regard that we either choose a time to adjourn but continue with agenda approval, since this meeting has already been begun and we made a lot of accommodations to be here? Can we continue?
If you want to make an amendment to the agenda and request a time certain, that we'll take that as an amendment to the agenda.
Is a time certain required?
No, I mean the default is midnight, but that means we could stay in open session until midnight.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Diana,
I would
amendment.
Like to move to approve the agenda as it is.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Okay. Adriana? Is there a second to wait one second. What, is there a second to approve the agenda? Wait a minute now.
It's already was done.
Actually, it's already been moved. Okay, so you have no amendment. Sorry. Adriana, go ahead.
Chair, I have an amendment. I want to. We already received something that need to go to executive session, and we receive it in the agenda. That I think that is more emergency than a bunch of things that are here. Some of them I agree. I move that we adjourn to executive session at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you.
You mean timekeeper?
Time certain 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay.
That's what I said, Madam Chair.
Okay, timekeeper, we're out of time here.
Two minutes over.
Okay, if there is a motion to extend, if not, we will vote on this amendment to the agenda of adding an 11 p.m. time certain to this agenda.
Was there a second?
I didn't hear a second.
Dwayne seconds.
Okay, we have a second. All right, is there any objections?
Yes.
I object.
Mansoor, too.
Okay, we have to go to a vote on the amendment to add 11 p.m. time certain to the agenda.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace votes no. Jonathan Alexander is not here. Adriana Casanova?
I vote yes. We should ask Maxie Jackson if he needed.
Adriana votes yes. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Joseph Davis?
Oh, yes.
Joseph votes yes. Catherine Davis?
No.
Catherine votes no. Benito Diaz? I guess he's not here. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
You still not here either? Oh, so you're here? Okay. And you vote yes.
So.
Thank you. All right. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Ken Laufer?
No.
Ken votes no. Tony Leon's not here. Afia Wangaza? Is she here? Don't hear. Couldn't hear you. Alex Randall's excused. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Carol Travis?
No.
Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Muscular Washington?
Yes.
Muscular votes yes. Okay, so let me count.
Yes.
Five yes. Well, I'll ask if she wants to vote after I get the preliminary count. And 11 no. Five yes, 11 no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Wait a minute. Wait. You're miscounting. Five yes and 11 no's. Am I right? Did you say that?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Repeat.
That's right. Five yes before
all right, thank you. Sorry. I do apologize.
And then 11 no. I may have said it wrong. But.
You said 11 yes and 5 no. Sorry.
Oh, it's backwards. Okay, sorry. Thanks.
Did you get William?
He voted yes.
Okay.
And I marked him present. Like.
So it's just 5 including me. Oh, 6 including me, right?
No, 6 with you.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay, so this motion to add a time certain of 11 p.m. to the agenda fails. All right, so is there any objection to the original agenda?
Yeah, William objects. I'd like to extend time, 10 minutes on the agenda approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Object.
Okay. All right, take the vote, Bill.
Okay, hold on one second.
On the extension of time.
Okay, this is a consent time for, how long was it again?
10 minutes.
And it requires 2/3 or just simple majority?
No, majority right now.
Simple majority.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace votes no. Jonathan Alexander is not here. Adriana Kasanev?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Chris Corey?
Pass.
Chris passes. Bill Crozier votes no. Joseph Davis?
Pass.
Joseph passes. Catherine Davis?
No.
Catherine votes no. Benito Diaz? I don't think he's here. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
William votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Yes. Yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Ken Laufer?
No.
Ken votes no. Tony Leon is excused. Afia Wangaza? Haven't heard from her today. Guess she's not here. Alex Randall's excused. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Okay, Mansoor votes no. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex Steinberg votes no. Carol Travis?
No.
Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Muscula Washington?
Yes.
Muscula votes yes. So going back, Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Joseph Davis?
Vote yes.
Joseph votes yes. Benito Diaz? I guess he's not here. Nafia Wangaza, I guess she's not here. Okay, so let me count. We have 5 yes. And 11 no again. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Okay, 1 abstention then. 5 yes, 11 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, this motion to extend time fails. Now we'll vote on the main agenda. Are there any objections to the agenda? Okay, hearing no objection. Hearing no objections, this agenda is approved. Did you say something, Adriana? Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's okay, Madam Chair. You already went through. I said, but you already declared. That's okay. Fine.
All right. Thank you.
May I ask for a point of information? We'll be really short, Madam Chair. I promise.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'm really curious because it was part of my point, and you said that you will ask Mr. Tatum about these issues that I asked for. And I really am interested to know his position about, some special meetings, no special meetings, some emergency meetings that is not citation from Robert's Rule of Order for the CPB, the California Corporation Code, or our bylaws. And I want to know his position on those issues.
Point of order.
What's the point of order, Carol? What rule is being broken?
I just want to... John Tatum is not an expert on CPB or our bylaws, but on parliamentary procedure.
I think she was asking about Robert's rules. So I think it's okay if he answers. Okay. Wait, not one second. Mr. Tatum?
The only thing that I would like to say might seem like a vicious cycle, but the rules on notice of meetings, whether they be open, regular meetings, special meetings, executive sessions, they're already written in your bylaws, and your bylaws do not conflict with the California State Corporation Code. So I would recommend that you follow your bylaws as far as the time for notice for emergency meetings. I would ask you to look at your bylaws.
That's just it. We don't have anything for emergency meetings. I think idea what Anna was wanting to know is an emergency meeting different from a special meeting? And so,
no. Emergency meeting, special meeting are synonymous.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Carol for the stack.
Yes, Carol.
I move that Bill Crozier be the pro tem secretary.
All right. Yes, that's the next item on our agenda. Any second to that? Or Bill,
second,
do you accept?
Mansoor seconds that.
Bill, do you accept?
Okay. Yes,
okay.
I'll do it.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other nominations?
Madam Chair, I have a question before that.
What's your question?
Yes. I mean, we are not receiving the minutes of the meetings. Most of the meetings that Bill Crozier make the pro tem secretary, the executive session meetings, they are not there. I want to be sure that it's not just, you know, a placeholder or just, I want the
so
meetings.
What's your question?
If somebody else is willing to do it, that really will put the minutes there, how is required. Okay, in every meeting.
We
don't have three meetings. We cannot have three meetings and then one day decide that we will have one set of minutes for three different meetings, because that doesn't make any sense and doesn't reflect what's happened. And I believe that we should concede.
All right, so what your question is there someone else that would like to run for secretary other than Bill Crozier? Is there anyone else that would like to run for pro tem secretary? Or does anybody want to nominate anyone else?
I can nominate myself.
Okay.
I think that will be better minutes.
All right, is there a second? We have a second?
You don't need seconds for nominations, Madam Chair.
Oh, thank you. Okay, no seconds needed.
Okay. Yeah, William, point of order.
Yes, William, what's your point of order?
It's not directly related to this, but...
It has to be related to this. If it's a rule of order, what rule is being broken, please?
Robert's Rules of Order, but as Mr. Tatum just said, are supposed to follow notice requirements and of, for example, the quote, emergency meeting, unquote, is really just another special meeting. And the notice requirements were not met. It's just silly for them to try to justify that they met the notice requirements. And because how could you have a continuation meeting of a meeting that didn't even happen yet when they originally scheduled it? And then 5 days before today say, oh, it's not really
a continuation meeting.
It's all bogus.
Thank you, Bill. This is not a point of order related to what's happening now. So is there anyone else who would like to be nominated or would like to nominate anyone else for pro tem secretary? Okay. Sorry, Bill, but when you're doing a point of order, you have to do it when it happens, and we're already gone past that.
That was Dwayne.
Yeah, but the entire meeting is bogus. The appointing a secretary is bogus.
And against the open rules of CPB for open meetings. Another violation.
I think our system allows an emergency meeting to be called.
No.
All right, so... all right, so we have no other nominations. So we're going to take the vote, either Bill or Adriana, okay? So, Mr. Pro Tem Secretary, would you please take the vote?
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Bill.
Grace votes for Bill. Jonathan Alexander's not here. Adriana Casanave?
Pass.
Pass, okay. Chris Corey?
Bill.
Chris Corey votes for Bill. Bill Crozier passes. Joseph Davis?
Pass.
Joseph Davis passes. Catherine Davis?
Bill.
Catherine votes for Bill. Benito Diaz?
Madam President, this is a parliamentary, and I have to interrupt.
Yes, Bill. Yes, John.
Bill, when you're taking a vote, the person responding should say Adriana or Bill. They should say those names or abstain. Can you start the roll over?
That's what happened.
Well, that's what happened,
well,
except for a few people passed.
People passed, and I noticed that Adriana didn't vote for herself, so I thought maybe that was an error. So if you'd start over, I appreciate it.
She passed, so we can come back to her. I believe, is that correct, Adriana?
Yes, and you did the same, Bill.
Correct.
So, Mr. Parliamentarian, you're saying they can't pass on this vote, like we allow people to pass on other votes?
I would say that was dilatory. You should pick one name or the other, and then the vote will be over at the end. The only thing that would be acceptable would be abstain. Don't want to vote for either one.
Okay.
So no.
Well, I think people want to wait and see how the vote is before they pass. But before they vote, that's why they're passing. So I can't make them vote. Okay.
But he's saying you can't do that. You got three options, Bill, Adriana, or abstention. That's what John is saying.
Monsieur.
That's what
I apologize.
Pam Goodman, Madam Chair, may I comment?
You have a question, point of order?
It's a response to Mr. Tatum.
The point of order. Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Tatum's point, as I understand it, in this is that people don't need time to decide who they want. It's that, you know, this is different from something else. It's like one person, the other are abstained. And I think, and he's including specifically even the people that are running, that they just make their decision and so that we can move on.
Okay. Point of information, what was that?
I have advice from three people. One is the parliamentarian, and my ruling is going to be that we're going to vote as we usually do. One or the other, abstain or pass. We're just going to keep going. Just keep going from where we were originally, Bill, please.
You continue? Okay. Benito Diaz, I believe he's not here. Chan Goodman?
Bill Crozier.
Chan votes for Bill. William Hirwagon?
Adriana Casanev.
William votes for Adriana. Sabrina Jacobs?
Bill.
Sabrina votes for Bill. Dwayne Lark?
Adriana.
Dwayne votes for Adriana. Ken Laufer?
Bill.
Okay. Ken votes for Bill. Tony Leon's excused. Fiona Gaza? She's still not on the call. Alex Randall's excused. Mansoor Sabah?
Bill.
Mansoor votes for Bill. Nancy Sorden? Oh, I'll come back to you. Alex Steinberg?
Bill Crozier.
Alex votes for Bill. Carol Travis?
Bill.
Carol votes for Bill. Tom Voorhees?
Bill.
Tom votes for Bill. Muscula Washington?
Adriana.
Muscula votes for Adriana. Going back, Adriana Casanave?
I vote for myself.
Adriana votes for herself. Bill Crozier abstains. Joseph Davis?
I vote for Adriana.
Okay, Joseph votes for Adriana. Benita, we didn't hear you. We didn't hear Afia. Let me count. 10 for Bill. 5 for Adriana. 1 abstention. Charity, wish to vote?
Abstain.
Okay, so that'd be 2 abstentions. 10 for Bill, 5 for Adriana, 2 abstentions.
Carol for the stack.
Go ahead, Carol.
I want to move to the next agenda item, which is the Pacifica delegate elections, and refer to the timeline motion. I want to move the following election timelines that I sent earlier tonight. Do you want me to read them?
Yes. Where did they come from?
These are timelines that I developed talking with people, including the after badgering endlessly the LES out here on the West Coast, and also talking to people around who have talked to other people about the lists at W and BAI.
Madam Chair, request information.
It comes from me.
Okay. What's your request for information, Dwayne?
Madam Chair, I would like to ask, should this motion be forwarded and addressed and voted on? Does it require 2/3 since it is changing the timeline according to the bylaws?
Yes, it does.
Thank you very much.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
I see here that the item was that, but didn't we receive an email just from the National Election Supervisor about this issue, that is the only one that can ask for and have a reason to ask for a time frame for the elections? How could that be that Carol Travis, we have something from the National Election Supervisor and we are, how this work? I need to understand. The only thing that is here is a recommendation from the National Election Supervisor. Isn't true?
What rule is being broken, Adriana?
That's what I'm saying. How could somebody after the PMB, first of all, wasn't in the agenda, the PMB received just a few minutes before the meeting, we received from the National Election Supervision and timeline, a different time frame, and now, I mean, Carol Travis believed that she had the right to put them also. I don't understand. If we are discussing this issue, how could it be that we go to a motion of a person that is not a National Election Supervisor when we have the expert on this talking about us? And we have even our lawyers speaking about that. I need to understand, Madam Chair, because this is not a capricious thing, right? It's not what somebody wants. We have a National Election Supervisor that is being paid. We have an executive director that was talking to us about this issue.
10 seconds.
Can we discuss the issue, Madam Chair? Instead of trying to push a motion?
Time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question, please, from Catherine.
Catherine, what's your question?
Does this motion need to be seconded? If so, could we move to have the discussion after it's on the floor?
The point of order is that it's not appropriate to have this on the agenda because it was just brought for a number of reasons. It was just brought to us today. It wasn't part of the original emergency special meeting. It was not part of the special meeting, and it's only items that are noticed in the special meeting are supposed to be in the special meeting. So that's part of the point of order. And the other part of the point of order is that the request for the timeline change is supposed to come from the National Election Supervisor. Was that what you said, Adriana?
Yes, and it did. And we have
this is different. This is different than the timeline proposed by the National Election Supervisor.
Absolutely.
Point of order, Bill.
Order, please.
Or excuse me, your request for information.
Okay, what's your request for information, Bill?
Well, I was going to ask Maxie, wasn't it true that Ford Green said that the PNB should approve a timeline? It should come from the PNB?
That is true.
Okay, and I'd also just like to point out that it is on the agenda, and it's on the notice for the meeting, the delegate elections.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Request for information.
Oh, Madam, right. Okay. No, Bill, 1 second. All right. So what was on the special agenda was an update on the elections. And so it didn't specifically say the timeline, but I believe this falls under that category of election updates. So your point of order is not well taken.
Request
What's your
information.
Question? What's your request for information? Sorry, Dwayne. What's your request for information?
Madam Chair, not taking any issue with the stipulation that the timeline change should come from the PNB. However, it should be voted from the PNB. It could come from any source, but it's the PNB's authority to authorize it. So that which has been submitted by the duly appointed and paid staff, it would seem more reasonable to receive that from the person who is able and capable of calculating time. So why aren't we addressing what is sent by the professional rather than one of our non-professional members? So I agree that we're supposed to approve it, but it doesn't have to emanate. Nothing in the bylaws say it has to emanate from a TNB member.
Actually, it does in the bylaws. It does say that any timeline change has to be approved by the PNB, but it requires two-thirds. Oh, okay.
I'm questioning whether or not it has to come from a PNB member or whether or not it can come from a paid staff professional election supervisor.
I think it can come from either the
the critical thing is it has to be approved by the board.
I agree.
Nancy, okay. Spill.
Yes, Bill.
I am Chair. Adriana?
If it hasn't been seconded, I'll second the motion. I didn't hear who seconded it, but I'll be glad to do that in case nobody else did.
Okay.
Adriana, Madam Chair?
Adriana? What was it?
Yes, Madam Chair. We have the first time that this came to our attention.
Are you speaking for this motion or against this motion?
It's just as a clarification. I need to understand. Because the first time that we heard this problem is with an email from the National Election Supervisor telling us that she hears from our lawyer, the counsel of the foundation, that was answering to Bill Closure and Grace Aaron only, talking about what they, you remember that a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2 months ago, you, Madam Chair, put there a modification of that time frame. These, I mean, the same people that are now want a different timeline, that obviously they know that it's impossible to, if we don't hear to the professionals, it's impossible to say that we can make a new timeline without listening to the people that have just told us what the problem is.
30 seconds.
My question with this is, Madam Chair, how could it be that the person that is bringing this, that is the only professional that's being paid, we don't listen to? It's not in the meeting. She brought all of that to us.
Okay.
That was
10 seconds.
Well,
okay. 10
I'm going to okay. I'm going to take that as a comment against this motion because you didn't really have a question that I can answer or anybody else can answer. It's,
yes, I have a question. Director on
so,
that.
All right. So I'm going to. It's time for. I'm sorry. It's time for Carol to motivate.
Will you request for information?
What's your request for information, William?
How was it that two directors, Crozier and Aaron, were authorized to contact legal counsel and expend money, Pacifica money, to contact that legal counsel when there are previous rules that say that only three directors can do that? And then number two, I'd like to know why that was hidden from the PNB and even the chair.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm not sure what you're talking about. Can you guys speak to that?
Can we let the girl motivate the motion first, please? We've been stalling. And the people are interrupting and not allowing.
I'm sorry. When did this
interruption, Bill?
I'm sorry. When did this email come up?
6:16 p.m. from the National Election Supervisor, Madam Chair, and you can see there that it's.
Oh no, I'm talking about.
Director. Okay.
Oh, Mr. Crozier's proposal is not possible to carry out. What's his proposal?
Well, you can read it by mail, Madam Chair. One that he was contacting with somebody else.
Point of information, please, Catherine.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I think that, Ford Green and Bill said, I didn't have a chance to read all of this before the meeting. So,
I'll respond if you want.
1 second. Maxie, could you summarize for me, please?
All this began, I'm not sure I can speak to the involvement of the members of this board, but what I can tell you is that this all began because I posed a question to the attorney regarding a timeline concern that was raised, whether we had to allow 35 or 45 days between notice and actual voting. He said he would provide an answer to that, and he became sick during the period, so it stretched us out a little bit. We were trying to get closure as to whether This all started because apparently the board approved a 35-day timeline, and there was some question whether that was congruent with our bylaws. There was something we thought said 45 days, or there was a question about was it 45 days versus 35, and so we were just trying to get clarity from the attorney on whether California law had any stipulation relevant to this. He then replied after a few back and forth and after he became, after he recovered, to tell us that, in short, long story short, the Pacifica National Board needed to make a decision as to how it wanted to proceed, if I remember correctly. It's a little bit vague to me because there's been so much back and forth, but that's what I recall. I can't answer the question of how the members of this board became engaged with Mr. Green on this matter.
Okay. All right. So is there a question?
William.
Here's what happened. The NES found that there's still a problem with the membership list, and she needs more time to correct it. Is that what it is?
Yes, ma'am.
That is her. What she's suggesting is that the lists are still far from adequate to proceed. And that there, as she, I was on the phone with her this evening before this call, obviously.
Okay.
And what she told me in so many words is that across the board, the member lists and the non-paid staff lists are in still very bad shape. And she gave a number of reasons for that. And when I pressed her further, because I knew this would be a concern, obviously, for the board, as to why this was not, you know, resolved at this point, having, you know, the LSB members, I'm sorry, the LES working on this at the station level. What she told me is that this issue really is not only stemming from the fact that these lists were in terrible shape to begin with, so bad that our NES, our original NES, quit and said that this was not an election that should proceed. But she told me that they struggled to get the proper information from the membership persons at each one of the stations. And so they are constantly asking for updates on the list. They are receiving information. They're sampling it and finding that there's still significant issues. And as a result, Alma presented a timeline that, if I have it correctly, would set the new record date as December 21st and would take us to an election certification notice of April 15th. And that has been submitted to members of this board for consideration. That's her recommendation. That is her being in constant contact with the LES around the country and the five markets. And also just taking an inventory on the shape of the stations and what information they have.
Okay. And it's just that it's taking longer than expected, and so it's falling outside of the original timeline.
Yeah, let me just clarify this. My interpretation of what Mr. Green said is the timeline is not the issue here, that we should be less concerned with hitting a certain timeline based on, you know, our bylaws, that the PMB has the ability to reconstruct a timeline. The question is, can we set up a timeline that is logical and reasonable considering the poor quality of the databases that we have at our individual stations? And if you look at what Alma has suggested, if you go even back before her, with what Graham presented, we are far, in their estimations, from having suitable lists. The other thing is, as we move the date forward, and this is the bigger issue, and this is why this is so important, The bigger issue is that as we move the dates forward, if we go into December or November, we have to recalibrate the entire membership list that have been calculated, because now you're talking about eliminating all people who came in before November of the previous year and adding all people who have come in subsequently from the original timeline. So you're talking about a redo of everything, both the membership list and the non-voting list. So it's not as simple as I think people are making it out to appear on this call. This is a very complex situation made very difficult because the shape of our membership and non-paid staff list were in terrible shape to begin with.
This
right.
Is great.
Okay.
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 Yeah. This is great for the stack.
Okay. All right. I heard Grace, then Adriana, then William, then Alex.
Well, you should have heard the
William's question was.
I'm sorry, I didn't, and I'll put Dwayne. Dwayne, I didn't hear you either.
William's question was never.
Timekeeper.
Well, oh, you have a request for information, William? Go ahead.
That's what.
Timekeeper.
Conversation.
Oh, yes, timekeeper.
We are like.
Are you taking out all the requests for information? All this stuff that's being talked about now is requests for information.
Of course not. Of course not.
Have you removed that from the time?
Of course not.
Sorry, Jonathan muted me even though he's not on the call.
Okay, were you trying to get on the stack, Mansoor?
No. All I'm saying is with all the requests for information, this and that, we got about 5 minutes left to this.
No, but you don't count the request for information in the using up the time.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Okay, so we have more than 5 minutes then. I mean, we haven't even gotten to the debate yet. We're still in the request for information.
Carol, I have been muted and have been trying to speak. Get the floor.
Okay, I'll put you on stack, Carol.
William didn't get his answer yet.
Okay, what's your question, William?
Original question included, how is it that, where did the authorization come for two directors to expend money and contact, never mind spending the money, but contact legal counsel? There's a requirement that it takes three directors, and it really should have been approved by the, any such contact should have been approved by the PNB. I mean, this is absurd.
I have to agree that I didn't even know about this until like a half an hour, like maybe an hour before the meeting. I didn't even know about it myself. So I'm really surprised. I'm really surprised that nobody told me about this.
Point of disgrace to respond, please. Point of personal privilege.
What's your point of personal privilege?
Okay. No directors asked Mr. Green for a legal opinion. The legal opinion was requested, as far as I know, from Maxie, not from any director.
So that's allowed.
And how is your email there?
That's correct.
How is your email and Bill Closer there?
Can you
And how did Grace come to write to the attorney?
The question is why was Grace and Bill the only directors involved in this communication?
On the back of
Maybe Maxie can answer that.
Maxie suggested earlier that I can't tell you the origin of how Bill got in contact with Mr. Green to resolve this or to get to get any conversation. I don't know the origin of that. I just know that at some point Mr. Green's correspondence included a statement that was shared not only with me but also with Bill.
Okay, there you go. There's your answer. Mr. Green initiated the contact.
I didn't say he initiated it. I just said at some point there was a correspondence that included Bill.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for committing, Madam Chair.
I don't know that one way or the other.
I was trying to motivate. I thought a lot.
Well, I know you are, Carol. We're just trying to get some questions answered because this is a surprise to everybody, number one.
I think Bill could answer the question if we allowed him to answer it, though. How he got involved in this process
okay.
with Mr. Green.